I want is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. And we were born to fly, and so was I. But when you live in a world that tells you that you can't, and when you live in a world that says you must be something other than what you are, in a world that forgets, you was born to fly. We were born to fly. We were born to fly.
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. Our direct lines are same area code 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. And boy, do we have a great guest for each and every one of you tonight. I am very excited to introduce her to each and every one of you. And, you know, I have to say, she's going to have a lot of powerful information to share with each and every one of us. So grab something to write with, because you're definitely going to take notes. Our topic for tonight's show is Smile Across Your Heart. And please allow me to share with each and every one of you the website, and that is www.smileacrossyourheart.com. And this will give you a huge inclination about the subject matter that we're going to be talking about tonight. And this is a wonderful book that this young lady has so well written to share with each one of us I do invite each of you onto my show page. You will find I have a wealth of information about our guests for this evening. I also would like to invite you to explore her wonderful website. I did not want to get off her website, and this woman is dynamite. And so without further delay, please allow me to share this wonderful information about our guest. Her name is Laurie Martin, and in 2003, Laurie became a certified life coach, a graduate of Coach for Life, 1-year master's coaching program, accredited through the International Coach Federation. She has 15 years of corporate experience as vice president, worldwide events, empowerment seminar facilitator, and a certified yoga instructor. Laurie does a bi-monthly guest spot on WFTX Fox 4 television, Morning Blend show, as her inspirational life coach. Once again, that website is www.smileacrossyourheart.com. In 2003, Laurie, after spending 15 years in corporate America and leaving as a vice president of the worldwide events, became a certified life coach and recently published the book titled Smile Across Your Heart, The Process of Building Self-Love. Through her own lessons, and over 5 years of coaching, Laurie's focus, commitment, and passion has taught her the most profound ways to guide and inspire others. Most people are yearning for love, and it's right there within us through accepting our divine, eternal nature. But how do we get there? Her workshops and coaching assist people with practical ways to self-development, spiritual growth, inner peace, self-love, faith, and experimental principles on living life with a higher consciousness. We can choose to live life through fear or love. Living life through love feels better than living through fear. And you all know that my passion is unconditional love, and it creates a tremendous ripple effect throughout our universe. So without further delay, please help me give Laurie a warm welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, wow. Laurie.
That was an unbelievable welcoming. Thank you so much, Lalani. And it's my pleasure. And it just goes to show you must really be in your heart space to be able to speak like that.
Thank you. Well, love is what it's all about, isn't it, Laurie?
Absolutely.
When I saw the title of your book and explored in your website, it was very, very obvious, even through your own experiences, that you are able to give yourself that permission to expand your heart worldwide. And it shows up in real time, not only through your book, but every life you touch.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's really important. That's my soul work, and I'm very passionate about it. About helping others love themselves. And it's been through my own learning lessons of insecurities and giving my power away and all of those things that I had to learn in such a granular way. And it's really been my focus. And so that's what I share with others.
And that was very apparent to me. That's why I was extremely thrilled to have you, and not only to have you on this show, but to introduce you to all the listeners of this show. They all have followed this show for many years now, and they know that one of my deepest passions is heartfelt, is touching people's hearts. And boy, we need it in our world today, don't we?
Yes, yes.
And you're definitely a woman of my heart because I share many of my own experiences with my listeners as well, and with the hope that they will take that and give themselves permission to claim their own empowerment and to say yes to themselves and to claim their own divinity in life, matter of fact.
Yes.
So let's start off with sharing some of the areas of your own experience that really propelled you to sit down and allow your heart to speak through your book as each of us read this incredible book you've written.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I think when one thing that really called to me was it's about awareness and taking responsibility. And as I was going through my life lessons and learning how I was giving the power away to maybe different men that I was in relationships with, I was learning it's not about blaming the other person. It's not about making another person wrong for the situation that I was in. And I began to look at patterns that I created. And what were these patterns all about? And what was it all about within myself that was similar from maybe one guy to the next guy to the next guy? And then was there a link to maybe something I was looking for from my own father that I needed? So it was like a needy vibration that I wasn't getting the love from my own father, or maybe the recognition or the validation. So I had this neediness, so it's a vibration. So while I was in these romantic relationships, I had that vibration because it was an insecurity within me. So it was as if they were showing me, right, they're mirroring back to me what's going on inside myself. And when I was able to see that and see that pattern from one person to the next, I was able to then begin to learn how to give that to myself. And, you know, it's a journey, because then I would think I was complete and, oh, I'm never going to do that again. I'm never going to attract that in my life again. And I did. And then, but I got to the place where, and it builds upon itself, and awareness gets deeper and gets deeper within you. And then when you're complete energetically, that just doesn't even show up in your life anymore.
Well, let me ask you this question, Laurie, because I know for myself as an individual, you know, I had to get past feeling guilty as well. And how did those mechanics work within, you know, your own experiences and stepping outside of yourself as an observer to actually witness these patterns that were being repeated? Was there in any time that you felt guilty of taking on the responsibility of your own reflections?
That's a good question. I would have to say I probably felt uncomfortable within myself that I had these insecurities. So I had to grow within that as well. I had to grow within that whole arena.
Yeah.
But you are right. It is about being the witness, and awareness is definitely the first step. So that's an interesting question, actually, about feeling guilty.
Yes, because I apologize.
No, I don't think that I was definitely very uncomfortable in my own skin for many years. And it's been a process of self-growth, and that's what I teach, because that's what really I have learned so many ways I've grown in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that I personally had a lot of guilt. I think it was just an understanding, a process of learning about what I was doing, what I was going through, what I was feeling. So how did you handle your guilt?
Realizing that, you know, for myself as an individual, is I was placing judgment on self.
Mm.
And once I realized that, you know, I was making, you know, by judging myself, I was literally saying that I had done something wrong. And once I was able to step outside of that and see that where my empowerment truly lied was through those experiences of recognizing as an observer that this was a learning process. And
oh,
so
that's
once...
so perfect. That is. That's perfect.
Well, but see, you've captured it so well. And that's what really caught my attention about you because, you know, as I said earlier, I mean, it shows up in your work. And, you know, I've done a lot of research. I like to sit back and observe others, and it helps me to understand myself a little bit better on why I will react a certain way.
Mm.
And for a long, long time, you know, I tried to be something that I wasn't, you know, hoping to make other people happy around me. So basically I was living a lie.
Right.
And that's where your work has become so incredibly powerful. And I thank you from the depth of my own heart for coming onto the show tonight is because I see this pattern quite a bit. Is so many people have that deep-seated guilt in judgment of self.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because we want to be something else other than, we're not accepting who we are. We're not loving who we are right now in the moment. We're running, chasing the future event. When I'm this, when I'm that, when this happens in my life, when I'm married, when I have a family, people will love me, people will think I'm great. And, you know, unfortunately, we all want to be loved. We all want to be liked. And it's something common that most people share. And they want that validation. And take a deep breath and just say, I'm enough right now. And you know what helps too? When you take the focus off yourself and you could place it on somebody else and say, you know what, how am I going to love them? How am I going to love that person? Instead of focusing on yourself, you know, are they going to love me? Are they going to like me? What about, you know what, today I'm going to love that person. Or I'm going to meet somebody new at a party and I'm not going to worry about if people like me, am I going to have people to talk to? Instead, you know what, who can I love at this party? Who can I really get to know? And that takes the pressure off yourself and also takes the energy into a space of love and finding somebody to really get to know.
That's right. Absolutely. I knew. I couldn't wait to get you on the show with me.
Oh, thank you, Lilana.
I knew you and I were going to do great things. And for all those listeners that are just tuning in to the show, we're talking about a book titled Smile Across Your Heart. And the title itself describes what an incredible, awesome book this truly is. It will dive deep into the pit of your soul, and it gives you permission to you. It gives you permission to be who you are and to drop all those other things that creates or these illusions of we're smaller than.
Mm.
Wow. I'd like to take a moment as well to share with all of you the website, and that is www.smileacrossyourheart.com. Our guest for this evening is Laurie Martin. So let's get more into your book here, because I know that in your book you share tools and techniques that will help to empower us to release fear and to live a life with more balance, ground, internal, external peace, and courage. Share a little bit more about your book here with us.
The book, first of all, it's very interactive. So every chapter has a couple pages of prayer, gratitude, intentioning, joyful activities, visualization techniques. So you can use it as your own coaching reference. But what's imperative in the book for me is that people can become empowered by learning to tap into their own intuition, by learning to begin to trust the process of trusting their own intuition. And once that happens, that really helps build the foundation for faith, the foundation for tapping into, for creating that courage to just move forward in any area of your life when you can trust. And, you know, it was a process for me too. I can remember when I was a lot younger, I would have to share things with all my friends and, you know, get everyone's opinions on things. And then what happens is when you start that relationship with yourself and the divine, and you take time to be quiet and you take time to observe and witness, and these are all the steps that one goes through, what happens is you start learning ways on how you interpret intuition. You learn ways on, for example, when I feel so connected, I get tingling goosebumps down the whole left side of my body. And I know that confirms to me that something is right on, that something is intense, that it's a special moment. So you learn your ways of connection with Source. You learn your ways. Are you clear sentience, which I am? Are you clear auditory? Can you hear? You learn how to trust your inner knowings, your gut feelings. And this has to be a relationship with yourself. You have to allow this special time in your life. And then this is now your foundation for everything. It's your foundation for tuning into how do you feel about something. So you're using your emotions as your guidance system. So once you start building that, then slowly as things occur in your life, you're now counting on yourself, your own intuition, and not so much picking up the phone and calling 5 or 6 people and getting different people's opinions. You're now building that confidence is building within you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, and I don't want you to panic about the dogs. They are more than welcome to join us. They have a lot to say, Laurie.
They're really cute. They're Bichons.
Well, I have 3 boys, 3 calves. I call them my boys. And it's amazing because sometimes they want to get involved with the broadcasting as well. But please continue because I'm really enjoying what you have to share with us.
So the book is an opportunity to really get to know yourself. So all of these things I'm sharing, how we give our power away in so many different situations, how we can see how we're our frequency, our vibration, how we're stopping and creating blockages in our life. For example, I was selling my home. And I was all of a sudden paying attention to why it wasn't selling as quickly as the past 2 experiences in my life. So I started observing that. And then I started saying, observing my feelings currently compared to how I felt in the last 2 times that I was selling my home. And I realized that my feelings were different. And I made a list of what was blocking me. And I looked at what was blocking me because every time we have a negative thought, as you know, and your listeners know, every time we have a negative thought, which is a fear or a doubt, it creates this energetic bubble in the body. So I created these energetic bubbles in the body, which was blocking the process because I wanted to move, but then I thought, oh, what a pain to pack up all the boxes, and do I really want to do that? And then I thought, oh, I don't know about where I'm going. So I had an attachment to what I did know and what did feel comfortable, which was where I was living. So I had this awareness, and I released all the little energetic bubbles, the blockages, and I changed my belief system. And 4 days later, I got an offer on my house. So
nice.
In the book, there's a chapter on this. This was recent, though. But in the book, there's a chapter on co-creating. It's chapter 3, co-creating your life. And it takes you step by step through the process of how to co-create with the universe. And it's really, really, really important that we don't buy into the mass consciousness of fear, especially as we continue on now with this earth cycle and what's happening. It's really important that we know still how powerful we are, and we know how powerful we are with every thought form that we have. And every belief system that we have is either going to hinder us or help us. And it's kind of that simple. And right now there could be a lot of talk about what's going on in the world, but we have to stay connected to source, stay connected to the divine plan, stay connected to our truth that we are love, that we are eternal, and that what is happening in the earth is a good thing, and that it is a good thing, and we will see it. There will be a lot more evidence of it coming up shortly, but we need to kind of see through it, just see through it as things occur, and know how divine we are and know how powerful we are.
And this is what I really appreciate about your book, is that it gives us simple techniques and tools that it's easy to apply on an everyday basis. And I really can appreciate the simplicity because, you know, we as human beings, we like to make things more complicated than they truly are.
That's true.
And we find ourselves stepping outside of the now moment and staying focused on our, you know, on who we are and our interactions with others. I have a great title for your next book, by the way, Laurie.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do.
What's the title? Because I just came up with it. What's the title?
Oh,
God,
well,
you said the same thing that I came up with.
I probably should email it to you just to let you fill the title out. So let's do that.
Okay.
Because we definitely want to keep it. I think you might be quite impressed with the title.
Okay.
But
yeah, I'd love to see it.
Let me ask you these questions as well, because I know that when I was exploring your wonderful website, you really are out there touching lives, touching and helping to mend hearts, and that is what I really appreciate, is because I'm very much the same way. I love seeing a heart mend and giving themselves that permission to really celebrate life. And so with that in mind, I know that you're also doing life coaching, and you're also teaching. Are you teaching classes as well? And
I am at Hodges University and Florida Gulf Coast University. They're continuing ed classes. I'm doing a half-day workshop in about a week and a half on the 21st, which I'm really excited about, really excited about. And then 2 days later, I'm doing an hour and a half with Hodges University.
Very nice. So let's talk a little bit more about your life coaching, if you would share that with us.
Sure. Life coaching is an opportunity for me to help another person kind of tap into their own truth And a lot of times people have aha moments, but it's as if they, you know, we have all our own answers inside. It's as if they're tapping into their own remembrance, or I'm helping them with their perception of a situation. So if they were looking at a situation in a very negative way that happened to them in their life, I'm helping them see it, how it occurred in their life for growth. So actually it helped them in many, many, many positive ways. And that I love. That is so, God, I love that. That's really powerful.
Yes, same passion. Go ahead.
Same passion, is that what you said?
Yes, you know, with my radio shows, I mean, I really, really love connecting with the listeners, and I have an understanding, a deep understanding of the responsibility for myself, the radio show, but most of all, the responsibility to all my listeners. And it's exciting when I can go to bed every night and know that I may have touched one life, just one.
I agree. But you know what? What people don't realize is that how they help other people in so many ways, and they don't realize. By a phone call out to somebody, saying the right words just when somebody needed to hear it. I think people don't realize how they affect other people in such a positive way.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it took me a long time to realize that as well. You know, for me as an individual, you know, because I would get pretty hard on myself as an individual, and you know, I could never really see how I was creating a ripple effect, even just picking up the phone and saying hello or sending a short note to another person and mm-hmm. coming at the right time to fill them up.
Right. That's how we all help each other. That's how we're all connected. And I really believe that spirit uses us to help other people. And I agree, because I was the same way that you were, as far as, because I think I'm the same way right now, actually.
Well, then again, Laurie, you have to remember we are spiritual beings having a human experience, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so everyone, and it's a growing process constantly.
Yes.
Because
yeah,
I know I'm not even the same person that I was 6 months ago. And I get excited what's lying ahead around the corner. And for the first time in my life, I'm able to really celebrate life and appreciate what life has to offer me and the people around me.
That's nice. That's beautiful.
Absolutely. And it takes less energy and time to be positive and kind and considerate to another human being than it is to be negative.
Yes, and I'm so glad you said that, because I have a whole section in my book about empowering statements, because what I realized is there's people that don't even know how to create empowering statements, to be positive, especially people that grew up with negative people or grew up with not a lot of encouragement or support in their life. You know, it'd be wonderful if school trained us how to think positively, how to use encouraging words, how does this work? Well, when you get up in the morning, set an intention. You know, what does intentions, how does that work? I mean, it would be wonderful if we were taught these skills right along with math and spelling and reading. You could be so intelligent, but not have the skills of how do I cope with life?
Yes.
They're life coping skills.
Yes. I agree. And it took me a long time to come to that understanding. But, you know, it's okay, because I've gained that understanding.
Good.
And I look forward to learning more in understanding with myself. It's the language of the heart.
That's beautiful.
By the way, that's your next title.
Pardon me? Language of the heart?
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice. That wasn't the one I wrote down, but that's very nice.
Yeah, so you can play with that and see what you feel with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be interesting to see what you come up with.
Mm-hmm.
But I am absolutely fascinated on your energy, your passion. I know that you travel. You've done a lot of workshops and touching, you know, through your life coaching, touching many people's lives. And it's just amazing. Where do you get your energy from, young lady?
I think I was always like this. Always. It comes from my passion. It comes from my passion. And, you know, this is what is in my book, too. What's really important for people, when you do what you love, that's where the energy comes from. So that's when you know, when you get excited about things or the things that you love to talk about, or you get lost and time goes by and you realize 3 hours might have gone by, these are the things that you love. And that's how you know it's what you're passionate about. And that means you're meant to do it. You were born to do it. It's part of your soul plan. And for me, this is part of my soul plan.
Yes.
And that's where it stems from. And that's what I want for other people too, is to feel that and experience that. And you know, it comes in various ways. It could be a hobby. It could be, something that you do. It doesn't have to be your full-time job. It could come in so many different ways. It could be maybe your charity work that you do. Could be projects that you work on. It doesn't necessarily have to be a full-time job. It could be you're passionate about being a mom and you're just an incredible mother, or you're passionate about taking care of, you know, your parents. And you're just the most wonderful caretaker.
I agree. Very nicely said.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. I would like to invite all the listeners of this show to explore the wealth of information I have about our guest tonight, Laurie Martin. I also would like to take a moment and give you once again that website, and that is www.smileacrossyourheart.com. This book is filled with everyday life coping skills and explores the full spectrum of living life consciously from the inside out, how to be spiritual in the business world, helpful practices and exercises, highlights of the spiritual, emotional, and physical aspects of life, how to connect to, trust, and listen to your heart. Ooh, that felt good.
Yeah.
And I'm learning to do that, is follow my heart.
Oh, good for you. That's
yes.
So important. There's also a chapter in the book about living life lighter and just learning to laugh, even learning to laugh in the midst of craziness or in the midst of sadness. And I tell a story. Actually, I don't know if this is in the book. It might have been in the book. You know, once different hands get in the book, the editor or the publisher, you don't know what ends up in, out. But there was a time when my mom, she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And so it was one of the most saddest times in my life and in my family's life, you could imagine. And she was just told that no more chemo, it's not working, and so we're going to stop the chemo process. So it was a pretty stressful moment for everybody. And I had all this energy locked in my throat chakra. I mean, it was so locked up. And I just wanted to say, well what's going to happen, and have this whole conversation with her. But she was not in that mode of having that kind of conversation. She was still in the mode of survival. So I took her for a walk in the wheelchair, and I'm wheeling her around the hospital grounds, and I can't even talk. My mind is spinning, and we're going through the grounds, and all of a sudden, my mother gets up out of the hospital chair. She pulls her gown open, and she moons the street. This all happened in a split second. She mooned the street of oncoming traffic. I'm looking at her like, what the heck? And she looks at me dead in my eyes, and she says, don't tell anybody. So we laughed so hard, the two of us, and she got back in the chair. And that moment, we laughed the whole way back into the hospital, and it was really a special, sweet moment, and it was very funny at the time. It still is very funny. That's my mother's sense of humor. I mean, she's never done that before in my entire life.
I love it.
I know, isn't that great?
Yes, I'm so glad you shared that with us. Because I'm spontaneous like that as well.
Really?
I've never mooned anybody.
Neither have I.
But who knows what I might do when I get there, huh?
Yeah, exactly. In that last moment.
That's right. Absolutely. I think that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Smile across. Well, let me ask you this, Laurie. What is the one thing that you would really like to convey to the listeners that you would really like for them to get from your book?
Well, you know what I wanted to share, too. I don't know so much about the book, but one thing that I learned is, you know, we have these fights with people, and then when we realize something as serious as somebody about to pass over, you realize that, I mean, my mother and I didn't get along for a while there in our relationship, and then when my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and she only had a few months to live, I have to say, all of that went out the window, and we became best friends, and that's what I always wanted. We became best friends, and what it taught me is sometimes we get so caught up in things, so caught up in who did what and expectations and attachments. But then when that person's no longer there and they're no longer part of your life, you realize how their presence actually uplifted you, how their presence made you a better person. And it's gone. And you realize never to take anything for granted, never to take anyone for granted, and you start, you have so much appreciation for all your friends and for your family members that are still alive. And that even transforms your relationships with your current family members, because it blows your heart open, something like that. And you just don't take things for granted. And it puts life in perspective. You know, your little worries about other things, money, job, career, none of that matters when something serious like that is presented to you. None of that even matters. Doesn't even matter.
You are so right about that. You know, I have made a commitment to myself is to every day let the people around me know that I love them, and I say it, and I mean it.
That's nice. They're very lucky for having you in their life.
And I used to be uncomfortable with saying I love you, and no longer is that the issue with me at all. It's because, you know, of course, I lost my father, and that made me sit down and really revisit what life was all about, our relationships with each other, and how precious life truly is, and all relationships that we have, regardless if someone is, you know, sometimes I call it a bad hair day, even for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that just being kind and being still and letting the person know that I appreciate them, regardless of what's going on their end, and to let them know that I truly love them. Because, you see, there is no separation between any of us.
I agree.
Yeah. Life is to be treasured. Love is to be treasured.
And we definitely do go through hard times in life. I mean, there are definitely the bigger things in our life. There are the little things in our life. And then, you know, it's funny. I have a kind of like this quiz in my book, and it asks you questions. How do you perceive these situations, and how do you respond in these situations? And it's fun to kind of look at and see how you respond. For example, one of the questions is, if you open the refrigerator and open yogurt fell all over the floor, okay, A, and I don't remember exactly how it flows in the book, but A, would you get so mad that you start swearing and it's like the worst thing that ever happened? Would you blame someone else in your house, or would you think, wow, okay, maybe this was meant to happen, I'm supposed to clean out my refrigerator? So there's fun things, fun questions in the book. You know, how would you respond when this happens? Because, as you know, it's not so much what is happening, it's how we show up, right?
Yes.
It's how we show up in life. Not so much the situation that occurs, because we all have these situations. Life is always changing, so most of our life we're living in transition, because, you know, people come and go, jobs come and go, people are passing away, people are being born. So what happens? How do we respond? How do we react? Do we go in freak out mode right away, or can we get to a place of stillness? So it's just interesting.
So share with us your views on drama, the stories that we all choose.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'd like to hear your thoughts on the drama.
Well, every time we repeat a story, it's as if we're energetically reliving it. So if it's a situation that happens in the past and we're putting all this emotion in it, we're recreating that vibration and that energy again the more we keep talking about it. And if we can learn to talk about a situation without the emotion of blame, without the emotion of as if it's this horrible situation, because that's going to recreate and reverberate this energy and this vibration now. And then if the other person then responds in a way that their energy and vibration is now creating more of this for you, then it's a snowball effect. So, and this is actually shared in the book, so that was a great question. So how can we help others when they call us with problems? And the best way that we can help others with our thoughts, with our beliefs, with our feelings and emotions is actually to see them already as if they resolved their conflict, as if they already resolved their situation, as if they're already living in a way that's for their highest and best good. Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
So if we get into the minutiae with the person, it's almost as if we're enabling and creating more of that. So we don't want to get into the minutiae. We want to be able to see them as if they're already in the winning situation. For example, let's say someone's very anxious over a test. Well, we can already visualize them doing wonderful on the test, feeling calm during the test, and then maybe seeing them after getting all straight A's and everything working out. And we can do this. We can actually do this with our thoughts, our vibration, and help other people. And the opposite can occur too. But we can spend time helping others achieve what they want to achieve with our own thoughts.
Absolutely. I really like that. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, giving that example, because, you know, I was sitting here reflecting on, you know, various times I've gotten a phone call from a friend or, you know, associates or whatever the case may be. And a lot of times, you know, I keep that positive thought for their highest good. And what I also notice is that by just listening and, to them, then all of a sudden I start seeing their energy shift and their thought pattern shifting as well. And so then one of the comments I'll make is, well then, I'm sure that you have, a direction that you would like to go to make, you know, a different outcome for yourself. And before you know it, they're, you know, they're already talking about it and they go, oh gosh,
right.
Which was nothing that I actually really did.
Right.
It's just that I gave them that permission.
Yes. And now they're getting all excited about this new positive direction that they can handle on. And what's beautiful in how you handle that is, that's called empowerment. That right there. You didn't tell them what to do. You empower them by holding that space, asking a very pointed question, and they were able to then come up with it on their own, and that's empowerment.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to remind all our listeners, there's a wealth of information about our guest today, Laurie Martin. Her title of her book is Smile Across Your Heart. The website is www.smileacrossyourheart.com. We have to end our show now. Laurie, it has been such a pleasure to have you.
Oh.
And I'm just thrilled.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you so much. And you are a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Oh, thank you. And you as well. I mean,
thank
I couldn't
you.
Wait to get you on here and talk story with you, and because you're really doing things. I mean, you're showing up, and I really like that a lot.
Thank
and
you so,
so
much.
Oh, it is our honor and our pleasure. I just want to remind all our listeners that you are the divine presence. Command your authority and you, your worlds and activities. Love yourselves and your families with all your heart. Always remember to touch a life, touch a heart, and you always can expect love in return. On that note, I want to say good night to each of you and many blessings to our guest, Laurie Martin, and to all of you. Good night.
One day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true, because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside. A truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.